Kurtz is reading a Time magazine article to Willard. Willard can't go. I mean, he's in a cage. He can't go anywhere. And there's Kurtz spouting off about how wrong this war is. And then he'll go and he'll play with the kids. You know, the all his children that were around him.
Well, I mean, this is one of the greatest Vietnam. It is the greatest.
Greatest Vietnam.
And I love
movie.
The Deer Hunter. I mean, I think the Deer Hunter is one of the best movies ever made. But I loved Apocalypse Now.
And adding 49 minutes doesn't take anything away from it, in my opinion. If anything, it adds to it. It's a nice thing to go see and see why maybe he took some of these scenes out and why they're in. It's great.
Don't you think probably the reason he had, isn't it the original one like 3 hours long, the one I've got DVD of now? So
this is going to, I mean, this is a whole evening and afternoon if you're gonna go check
it. All right, date night number one.
Very limited release, and you know, you can see it in the big cities.
How many porcelain dolls?
Oh, four. Absolutely.
See, you know what, Charlie?
Absolutely.
There you go. That's being a man.
Well, thank you, Doc.
Apocalypse Now. That's how you do it.
For crying out loud.
How you do it.
All right.
You the man. Okay, is that it?
That's it for this week.
Okay, get out of here.
Alrighty.
All right.
See you guys.
We will see you next time. There he is, movie man, Chuck Stossel, man about town, Charlie Stossel.
Fantastic.
What?
No, it's, sometimes I'm uncomfortable when I agree with him on stuff.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kevin. I thought probably 8, and I totally did not get the ending of that movie at all.
Well, you should have gone with Frida. She got it immediately.
And when she, I just want to see if I can understand, when she explained it to you, was it a moment of satisfaction or was it a moment of, okay.
That's when it was, I didn't get that.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, once you know it, then it's all right.
All right. It's okay. Right, very good.
Just remember, Abraham Lincoln. That's all I want to tell you.
Hey,
right?
Boy,
right.
I didn't get that part at all, but I don't know if you guys don't want to talk about the ending. But
hey, hold on. Didn't you see the Planet of the Monkeys?
Yeah, Planet of the Monkeys.
Did you, the Planet of the Apes, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Then you know the scene I'm talking about with Abraham Lincoln, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
There's your answer. Just understand he didn't get your joke, Planet of the Monkeys.
I know. Hello. Okay. Yeah. On my show. Not a great crafted piece of comedy I was throwing out there.
Sailed over his head like a blimp.
Hello?
Guys, can I ask you a question about Charlie Stossel?
Yes.
I've been listening to the show for a couple of years, and every time I hear Charlie, I have to wonder, for your audience, guys who like guys' stuff, Charlie is the worst movie reviewer I've ever heard.
Well, I
never said anything good about guy movies.
Well, no, he did give Apocalypse Now 4 dolls today.
That was his highest rating.
You'd have kicked him off the show if you didn't.
No, you're probably right about that. We would have kicked him off.
Charlie doesn't care about making a statement when he's reviewing his movies. He just tells it the way he sees it.
I love Don and Mike's show. From the Stossel perspective.
Absolutely.
It's been well documented on this show. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don.
Oh, speaking of that, hold on a second, please. I just want to put the call out again. Hate mail for Charlie Stossel from you inmates around the country.
Yeah.
Charlie Stossel jail mail, Don and Mike Show, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007.
You interrupted Bob Barker here.
Oh, did I? Is this Mike the TV boy?
Yes.
Hey, Bob Barker. Hi.
Don.
Yes.
Where are you going?
We are, we're moving our time slot. On Monday, we start at 11 in the morning.
Is it 3?
Not anymore. No, Bob.
Bob, the new time slot is 11.
What? Is it higher than 4?
Well,
technically,
yes, yeah.
In the morning.
11.
Is that it?
Yes, 11 a.m. is the new start time for the show.
Why?
Well, Mike and I, frankly, are ready for a new challenge, and, you know, Midday Radio's never had a show like ours before, so we're ready to attack the middays.
All right.
Okay.
And, Bob, do you know what time the show ends?
All right.
Bob, Sam was asking you, do you know what time the show ends?
Yes.
What time?
Is it 3?
That's correct. He does.
There you go.
Very good, Bob.
I knew he would. Show ends at 3.
It's terribly complicated.
Yes, it is, Bob, and I'm glad you're understanding it.
But, Bob, are you behind us in this time slot change?
Yes.
And we can count on your support?
Yes.
And Mike the TV boy is got such a hopeless life, he'll still be able to make these phone calls to us from 11 to 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's wonderful.
It's terribly complicated.
It is terribly complicated.
All right, Bob. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Bye, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you don't have a goodbye tape?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then thank you, Bob.
Bob, I'm very surprised that you haven't spoken to me during this conversation.
Michael?
Yes. Yes, Bob.
Where are you going?
We're going to middays, Bob. Don's been, that's covered ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I hope you enjoy it, Bob.
Yes.
All right, so the new start time is 11, and the new end time is...
Is it 3?
It is 3.
You're catching on. Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he is. Bob Barker, check it in. We will be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Peggy, I can't go. I won't. Not after what he said about Lady Bird.
Oh, Hank, come on. Now, Min and I just made up. We have to go. And if you stay home, people will think you don't like Khan just because he's Oriental.
That is ridiculous. I hate the man because he's rude and nasty. Not because of what his people did to us in WW2.
Well, Hank, I know that. But everyone else, they'll say Hank Hill is a racist.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
Hank Hill? You will go to that party, you will pretend to like Khan, and you will drink until you actually do.
Oh, hi. Hi. Give me a second here. I'm getting some late-breaking information.
Your one source for Angry Red Snapper, the Don and Mike Show.
You gotta bear with me for a second. We've got a situation here on the radio station.
Yeah, there seems to be some big celebration going on.
We announced the new lineup today on WJFK, right. And Mike and I are going to 11 to 3, and we're going to be carrying it on lots more new exciting Infinity FM stations, many more to be announced soon. And Opie and Anthony are coming to the afternoon show at JFK, and apparently the salespeople and some of the office people have gotten upstairs, and the reports I have are that they are absolutely friggin' hammered.
There seems to be a party going on in the building.
They're celebrating, and you know how alcohol lowers people's inhibitions.
Very good.
They're about an hour into it now.
So we're calling up to the conference room now, up on the third floor. Somebody better pick up the phone.
They will. See if anyone's there.
Frankly, I'm surprised Steve Goldstein is allowing this to happen.
Yeah, because
they could be selling.
Big controversy last year. We don't want a controversy. It's after 5:30, so.
Hey, they're on their own time. There's no controversy there.
Not at all.
Rob, why don't you run up there and give us a call?
Gonna have to, I guess. Or we can't hear the phone.
Are they in the conference room?
Hold on. There they are. Hello, who's this, please?
It's Feezy.
Jason, it's Don and Mike.
Hello, guys.
Are you at the party?
Not really. I just smelled the fajitas, and I came in to see what kind of grub was going on, and it's like Chi-Chi's or something in here.
They're making fajitas, right?
Yeah.
Who's up there getting bombed?
Well, Tim's walking around with some sort of clear liquid in a clear plastic cup, which looks to be a margarita.
I heard Miss Bobby was partying.
Yeah, she offered me a drink earlier, but I told her not to finish working.
Can we speak to Miss Bobby?
Yeah, let me go get her.
Thank you.
Hey, Bobby!
She was in a particularly good mood when I ran into her.
Yeah, fantastic.
So you saw her upstairs?
Oh, I did. Yeah, they all accosted me. Wanted to know if I was really changing my name to Sam.
Oh, my God.
All right, here she is.
Okay, here she is. Business manager, Miss Bobby.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Miss Bobby.
Oh, honey.
Oh, listen to this.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What are you guys doing up there?
Drinking margaritas.
Really? How come?
How come? Because we're celebrating.
What are you celebrating, Bobby?
We're celebrating your new horizons.
Oh, my God.
Had a little tough time finding that word, huh?
Huh?
Hey, do you think I could get anything off you today?
Pardon me?
John was asking if he could get anything off you today.
That sounds dirty.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Hello?
Bobby?
Hello?
Bobby?
I believe she's terminated the call.
I have overstayed your welcome.
Or someone else did who also had those hopes.
Right.
Or she dropped the phone. Or the phone just slipped out of her hand. Oh, dear.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's VZ again. She's listening to herself on the radio right now.
Please tell her it's a valid question. I want to know, can I get anything off?
Find out if she hung up on us.
Why did you hang up on me? When I was starting to talk dirty.
No, I didn't hang up on you, Bobby.
Now, Don was just wondering if he can get anything off you.
Bobby?
Yeah?
Come on, can I get anything off you?
Why don't you come on up?
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
The door is open.
Maybe we can negotiate something.
Hey, so how about that?
Mm. Are you still wearing that Sergeant Pepper jacket you had on earlier today?
Yes.
You know, she's got like that navy jacket thing she's got on. It's got the spaghetti on the sleeves.
What are you wearing under it?
Oh my.
Well, there you go.
She's so bomb.
I'm
speechless.
How many margaritas have you had, Bobby?
Well, we won't get into the timing and Goldstein thing and
right.
all that kind of stuff.
Who's the other drunkest person up there?
Well, I saw Wendell go downstairs with about four drinks
in
his
hand. That goes without saying.
All right, Wendell, is Wendell there?
No, he went downstairs because he has to work, so he has to take him with him.
Oh, dear.
No problem for him to work drunk.
He's just fixing my headphones.
Who up there right now do you think, yourself not included, of course, is the most gone?
Well, the most messed up is Bretta.
Oh, Bretta.
Hey, would you, put Bretta on.
See if she'll come on the air with us.
Okay. Here. Hello, gentlemen.
LSJ.
Hey. Hey, it's Lady Slim Jim, Bretta.
Bretta, how are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations.
My sweet, I hear that you're bombed.
Bombed? I just walked up here. I smelled food.
Oh, really? You haven't had anything to drink?
No, and I'm not going to.
I'm sorry. Miss Bobby said you were bombed.
She just said that because she saw me.
Oh, okay.
She wanted to get off the phone.
Take a look at Bobby, though, and tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how bombed you think she is.
I'd say a 7 because I heard her. Maybe 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bretta, is there anybody else that's loaded up there?
I can't see anybody. I'm near the food.
Yeah. What about Tim? How's he doing?
Trying to put a little weight on the Slim Jim body. Tim, I can't see him. I think they're all in the kitchen.
Is he under the table?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk to Tim.
Listen to this. They're having some kind of
Hold on, here he comes.
A drunken party up on the third floor today.
I was told about this right before we went on the air, like about 2 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't even know about it. They didn't tell me.
No.
See, they don't usually invite salespeople and managers.
Do Goldstein and Alan know about this?
I don't think so. Goldstein's on a plane.
That's why they're barring
him.
Where's Tim McLean?
He decided to skip town quickly in case people started calling in.
And where's Tim?
Where's Tim?
Hey, Bretta.
I think Tim may have left.
Hey, Bretta, how would you rate my performance today in front of the sales staff?
Don, you kick butt.
They were explaining all the changes to the salespeople, and I guess Alan was going...
Wait, Tim McWilliams has actually walked by the window.
Good. Yeah, Alan was going through his... Oh, here's a drink for each of us, Mike. Alan was going through his usual bowl about drawing pictures and stuff, and I came in and I just said, frankly, to the salespeople, I said, we know what we're doing. We will not F this up.
No. Now, Tim McWilliams, I think he heard us talking about him on the radio, and he ran down here and went back to his desk.
Don, what you said, it's so true.
That's a pretty good margarita.
Bretta,
you sure you're not having one? I'm having him sipping one right now.
No, I can't have one. I have to drive. You know, 2 miles.
Gotcha.
All right, guys. Wendell wants to talk to you.
All right, sure.
Congratulations. Have a great weekend, and
I can't
wait for next week.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Put Wendell on.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
You know, it'd be good to talk to Tim McWilliams, because since you all have done your last live show here, there's a life-size cardboard cutout of Pat Goss by his desk.
Hey, Wendell?
Yo.
Wendell? Hey, Wendell.
Hey, what's up?
How much have you had to drink?
Not enough yet.
Well, enough for you, Wendell, is a rather significant amount.
Hello, Pot. This is Kettle calling.
That's how he knows he's loaded. This is our former crap sound man, Wendell.
Wendell, how much have you had?
I've had one beer and one margarita.
Liar.
No. The beer is coming out a little bit foamy. It's like a got milk ad.
One beer and one margarita. And both of them were in a bucket.
Who is that cackling? Is that Miss Bobby cackling?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, ask her if she thinks I can get anything off her today.
Hey, Bobby. Don wants to know if he can get anything off you today.
Tell him I have to come up and negotiate.
You got to come up and negotiate.
Okay. Tim McWilliams has just made his way into the studio.
Don and Mike. What do you say, guys?
Hey, Timbo.
What do you say, Don?
So, Tim, were you drinking upstairs at the party?
Don, this is WJFK. It's a very professional outfit. And you know what happened the last time, Mr. The last time you had a drinking party, all the managers got very mad.
Missing one friend here now.
Did you get a hair? Did you cut your hair?
Oh. He did change things up a little bit.
Hey, that looks good.
Yeah.
That looks real good.
So you had nothing to drink upstairs?
Absolutely not. Ginger ale.
There's ginger ale.
On my way out.
Tim, hey, you... hey, Don?
Yes,
Bobby? I never said Greta was wasted. I said she's messed up.
Bye-bye.
Oh, dear.
That's funny.
Tim, who do you think is the most bombed person upstairs?
I think our boy Bob.
It's Bobby?
Not Bobby.
Bob or Tom?
I think it's Bob.
It's Bob.
Yeah,
who's that? Let me Bob with the...
Bob Skin?
Absolutely, get him on.
I'm Bob Skin. I've just had so much to do.
Bob Skin is bombed?
Oh.
Is he at the same number?
He's holding on to the wall.
Let's see if we can talk to Bob Skin.
All right, thank you. We had not even thought about Bob Skin.
Thanks, Tim. And Tim is sober. I can tell by looking at him.
So, Tim, they all happy about the new lineup?
Oh, there's a lot of excitement around here.
Hey, Sweet Cheeks, it's us again. Can we talk to Bob Skin, please?
To Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Big Bob.
Okay, hold on. I'll go get him.
Thank you.
Join the party. Join the party. That's the foliage. The flowers.
Listen to this.
Hello?
Hey, Bob?
Yes, this is Bob.
This is not Bob.
This is Tom.
This is Bob.
Tom, put Bob on.
God damn.
That's a party.
Bob, get over here.
Bob's wobbling over there.
Hello?
This is not Bob either.
Yeah, this is Bob.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing? Are you having fun?
Who am I talking with?
This is Don and Mike, Bob.
No, hey, it isn't.
Yeah, you're on the air right now, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Bob, I hear that you're bombed out of your mind.
Rumors.
Exactly.
Rumors.
So it's a pretty good party up there, Bob?
It's getting better and better.
Whose idea was it for the party?
Tom.
Put your shirt on, Bob.
So you got the margarita machine going up there?
Got the margarita machine, got the fajita machine, got the kegger going.
Wow.
Boy, this happy. Is the way to run a business, isn't it?
Happy Friday, everybody.
Get them to do a tongue twister, because there's some lazy vowels going on in this speech pattern. Bob, repeat after me. Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Wow.
Try the Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells down by the seashore. And you call this good radio.
Boy, everybody's coming up with the zingers.
Yeah, they're all bummed. Bob, who do you think is the drunkest person at the party today?
It's got to be Little Tom.
Little Tom, yeah, I thought so. When Tom got on the air and tried to do an impersonation of you, I thought he might be a little drunk.
Would you put Little Tom on?
He doesn't have that New Jersey accent. Only Mike can do me.
That's right. You're absolutely right, Bob.
All right, put little Tom on, please.
Hold on. Where's Little Tom? Get Little Tom!
Jesus Christ. All of this fun is happening just a flight of stairs above us today.
Because I got a question for Little Tom while he's in the middle of his margarita.
Ask him about the new flowers.
I'm going to ask him about the front door.
Oh, Jesus.
That I guess is never going to be fixed.
Yeah, somebody got a kick out of that one, didn't they? We got Little Tom right here.
Hello?
Little Tom.
Yes.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. We hear that you're the most bombed at this party.
I actually just filled my glass up for the first time.
Right.
Yeah
really.
Hey, Tom, when are you going to fix the front door?
Which front door?
The one that was kicked.
That's on the plan. That's on the 2002 agenda.
He's bombed. Tom, who do you think is the most bombed at the party?
I would say probably Bobby is the most bombed at this point.
Mm-hmm. Bobby.
Comes back around.
So it's Bobby and Tom.
I'd say Bobby. He's probably about four margaritas ahead of me.
Would you ask her if I could get anything off her tonight?
Well, she's been talking about you back there. I think that she's starting to, take some of her clothes off, get a little loose.
Why don't you just yell, Tom, and say, Miss Bobby, Don wants to know if he can get something off you.
She's standing right here. Bobby, right. Is it a yes or no?
No, just ask Tom.
She's saying she wants you to come up and negotiate it.
Tell her that Don would like to put his steak in her tortilla.
Would you mind terribly if Don stuck his steak in your tortilla?
Rob.
Rob.
Tell her Rob
said. She said, come on up. She'd love to have that.
That's Rob Speewax who said that.
Tell her Rob said that.
Oh, Rob said that. I'm sorry.
Sounds like you should be thanking Rob now.
Actually, I think Timmy might be the most. most drunk here, actually.
Oh, put Timmy O'Bibinay on? Put him
yes,
on.
Yes, hello, Captain.
Timmy O'Bibinay.
Hey, get up off the floor, Timmy. Here.
Hey, Captain.
What's happening, Captain? What's happening, Mike? What's happening,
hi,
Buzz?
Timmy. Hey, Timmy, how bombed are you?
Say what?
How bombed are you?
I'm not bummed yet, man. I'm just chilling right now.
Hey, Timmy, why don't you ask Miss Bobby if she likes her meat spiced?
Spiced?
Yeah, just ask her.
Hey, Bobby, do you like some meat spiced? That's a yes.
Wow, you're there.
Yeah, so are you guys coming up here?
Well, we're doing the freaking show.
No, I mean during the commercial break. Come for a brew.
No, we can't come up during the show. But
sorry about that, Timmy.
If it's still going on afterwards, yeah.
All right, man. We'll miss you guys up here.
All right, Timmy. Have a good party.
Thanks. See ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Great. Hey, Miss Bobby. Do you like your meat spice?
There you go. That's what's happening up on the third floor right now. As
give Rob Spiewak the credit, though, for that wants to put his steak in your tortilla. She liked that.
Yeah, great.
What is this, Rob? Just wrote down. Don, ask Bobby if she wants your trouser salsa. I'm going to ask Bobby
that. No, you don't
want to
say that.
No, I don't want to say that.
You can say that on the radio.
Okay, that's what's
God.
That's what's happening upstairs.
Wow, it's a fun building, isn't it?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Listen now, I'm up in Sacktown here, and we listen to your show in our shop every day, my friend Rick and I.
Great, thank you.
I just got off the phone with that crap bucket of a station, KHDK.
Yeah.
I know it's not their fault, but they're going to put you on tape delay. Listen, I got a big dilemma. Is it going to be you we listen to or Fresh Air on NPR?
I got a big dilemma right now. Am I going to continue this call or am I going to hang up on you?
Hey, hang up one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is the Minister of Anger and Hate.
No,
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Oh, come on, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is a perfect opportunity to have Miss Bobby take the sex fit.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I don't doubt that she would take it, but I doubt on Monday it would be, I don't doubt on Monday it would be holy hell.
Yes.
If she we may not remember it.
Oh, no. There's always taped evidence of a radio show.
Yes, she's got a memory.
Oh, you guys can keep it secret.
All right, I'll call up and ask if she'll take it.
Yeah, try it.
All right, thanks. Bye. Hold on. What was that number again? Was it,
I don't remember.
Rob, it was 8-something, right?
890?
809. 809? I, you know she won't take it, but I'll ask.
She might.
Just wait for one of the drunkards to pick up the phone again.
They are partying. They seem to take a long time to get to the phone.
Well, I think
it might represent work.
I think the phone is all the way in the back of the room. Yeah, who's this?
Bob,
it's Don and Mike. Would you ask Miss Bobby if she'd take our sex quiz?
Sure. You know, every time you do it, I take it. One of these days, I'm going to pass. Hold on.
Everybody's doing shtick.
Hold on.
God damn.
Bobby.
Don't want to know his answer.
She'll be right here.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah?
Just yell across the room and ask her if she wants to take the sex quiz.
She does.
She does?
Yeah, she does. Yeah. They just have a couple. They have 14 questions for you.
Oh, no. Tell her it's the sex quiz, though.
I've got no answers to this 14 questions.
Oh, do you want to take the sex quiz?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. All right.
My daughter listens sometimes. You know that.
Oh, okay. All right, Bob.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I'll see you later.
Okay. Hurry up.
Right.
I'm waiting.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we just got a cool breeze there for a second.
Yeah, one.
No.
One for one.
That's a no that everybody at this station sort of went.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
No, and then the door closes.
Okay. Time out. We got a break.
No, Buster.
So here we are, the toughest day of our professional life recently, you know, sweating bullets and upstairs. Look at them getting bombed, having margaritas.
Yeah, everybody looks good with a margarita.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes.
Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gay call, so I cut it because they mentioned two local dish jockeys. But...
Oh, I see.
World champion chicken brickers, Don and Mike.
That will be our final afternoon show. Monday, we start a new time slot. 11 a.m.
All right.
On many of these participating Don and Mike radio stations, be there or be square. You know, we got through all of the junk earlier in the show, and they're getting drunk up on the third floor, so we figure, what the hell? Let's go with the Friday favorite.
Now on JFK, with cash for you and me.
I just want to tell you something. I've spoken to this guy off the air, and I cannot understand a freaking word he says.
Hello.
Bear in mind that they say hello to
hello.
Television,
hello.
Movie, screen actor,
director.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Wow.
Good to see you. This is Don. Don, Sam.
Hi, Antonio.
Rob. Buenos dias. We go to... you see the movie? Or you can see?
What was that?
Have you seen the movie? Or you can see?
Have you seen?
I got to slow down and talk to you. You always say, this guy gets so crazy all the time. I have to say,
Have.
Here you go, bring it up. You.
Have.
You.
You.
See?
You see?
No.
Have you seen?
Have you seen?
Have you seen?
Are you saying juicy or are you saying
Jew?
Jew, like Jew.
I'm not Jew. A Jew.
No, Jew are the one.
I'm a... Jew are so special. Jew are the one.
Oh, you mean...
Jew.
I like the song.
Jew are so beautiful.
See?
Okay. See, that's it. I want to make sure you see. Juicy. me famous
juicy.
Movie.
Are juicy?
My movie.
Your movie.
Original scene. Have you seen original
scene? Are you trying to say...
The movie I'm starring with Angelina Jolie is original scene.
Are you trying
to...
Hold on, let me get the newspaper.
Juicy movie.
I'm not a Jew.
I play the role in the movie... Original
okay. I got nothing against Jews, but I'm not a member of that religion.
Bueno. I just want to make sure you see.
Hold on. You are in a movie called...
Original Sin.
Original Sin.
Original Sin. See. That's the movie. I start with Angelina Jolie.
Co-starring...
Angelina Jolie.
Jolie.
Yes. Do you know who she is? See? Why is it so hard for you to understand me?
Why do you ask?
People come from different countries. They speak differently. You get some sort of problem with understanding
why are you asking me who's a Jew? What does it mean?
I talk American. You.
Okay, you.
You, I see. I speak fast. You don't understand me. If I speak slow, you understand.
You don't understand me. I think the Jews understand you fine.
Nah, this thing. Let me tell you, this is a great... movie. This it's big time. It Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
She's a great gigante lead.
Yeah.
Be poker, you know it. She is so beautiful. It's beautiful almost as my wife, Helen Hughes.
Now, I do know that...
She's so very beautiful. I love a beautiful woman. The thing is, I explain to you. Okay?
Okay.
I explain to you. The Melanie Griffith is a beautiful woman. Angelina Jolie is who are starring with the original scene. Is a beautiful woman also. I love the women to be around. You know,
mm-hmm.
And to kiss, hug, to...
How do you get these movie roles?
To F.
When I F can... I can... I understand you're about to get F.
Bang, bang.
I cannot understand...
Do.
A freaking word you're saying.
I speak it clear. I speak with English. You have to make it up.
No, no. How do they get you to do the dialogue for the movies?
They do the thing with the take, with the... we get the movies, so you go down to the set every day. I go to the trailer where you go to makeup, you put the costume, then the camera, it do... Normally, it's fun, one day, we put a one dialogue page a day.
One page a day.
Yes, that's how you go with the original scene, the movie that goes slow to get take to go with around for the movies.
All right, let me give you something. Tell me
yes.
I want you to read for me. This is from the New Globe, which
sure.
is a tabloid. Read this headline.
Okay.
Right here.
I read English.
In the yellow print. Read that and tell me what that says. The yellow
globe?
No, no. Below that.
This yellow?
Yes, the yellow print.
Okay.
See, I'm wondering, Sam, is how the hell they get this guy to do movies?
They are in Congress.
Good.
Congress.
Start again, I'm sorry.
In the turn, in congressman bed. And her body was dumped. In a turn, died.
Okay, now.
In a congressman bed, and her body was dumped.
Okay, now.
They put that in the pipe.
Okay, now that you've read the headline,
okay.
Explain it to me.
That means that that the doctors are scared about disease.
No.
That is going to be taken up by your government.
No.
To help everybody fight the cancer.
No. It says.
Oh, come on.
It says. Intern,
why do you do this to me every time I come on the show?
Intern died.
You don't know. You're jealous. You're jealous.
It says intern died in congressman's bed.
You are jealous of me. You are jealous of me because I am so good looking.
I am not a Jew,
I am not
jealous of you.
You'll be jealous. That's why you give me a hard time about the way I speak. I speak the way I try to speak good. And it takes a few takes to tell you the movies, you know, that we go. We do a lot of the film, cinema work. And it takes time. That you ask, how do they do it with me? I don't speak fast. Like you, Mr. Midmothers, Mother Mouth, I speak slow, and you speak super fast. So I cannot, express my words. You can do it. See, Sam?
Yeah, I think I understand.
Now it says,
right. Congratulations.
On what?
Your new thing. You do. You do something. You're a producer. You say that you do the new thing.
Yes, we have a new time slot.
Well.
Did you get a chance to talk to Lisa?
Yes. She said, go in a studio, tell the guys, congratulations for a new thing. I said, that's good. I said, you come on a movie with me sometime. Maybe we do a 0-2. You sword fight?
Do you want a sword? Are you challenging me?
I would like to show you again, Robin, like we did last time.
If you bring my swords in,
a sword fight.
All right, I will sword fight.
Okay, we stand up now.
Now we fight like men, huh?
Now we fight like men, but I show you first.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Position. Oh, you are the machine. Hey,
now, hey.
Oh. Hey. Oh.
Oh.
Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh. Hey. Oh. Hey.
What does that have to do with it?
I always ask.
The sword.
Do you know that mine is very large?
Huh?
You like it? I tell you.
Do I like it?
I show it to you.
I don't want to see it.
No,
I know. Let's fight. You ready?
Let's fight.
All right,
why don't we take out our penises and fight?
I don't want to fight with our penises.
Look at this. Look at how large that is.
Oh, no. Put that back. No.
I would sword fight you.
No.
I would sword fight you with my penis.
No, I don't want to sword fight you with my penis.
That's the way we do that in Spain.
No, you know what I'm going to do? Watch out. Now, listen.
Oh.
You put that away.
Look, I shake my pelvis. a sword fight with my penis.
You put that away or I'm going to cut your penis off.
Look how fast I can do this.
Look, I'm coming very close to your penis.
I would think if you were going to hit the penis, you would have to make some sort of sound for me to react. That's too bad.
I don't think I'm going to hit
that, right, Rob?
Yeah. I think I'm just waiting for the zipper sound to re-cue.
Okay.
The zipper sound, which is apparently on a five-minute card.
Sometime when I zip up, I catch myself because I'm so big.
Ah, there it is.
I'm deep. My penis is causing my zipper.
It's going to take 5 minutes. Thank you.
5 minutes? I cannot wait that long. You have to get this out of my zipper or I will be in agony. You American pig.
You know, you look like...
I'm bleeding.
You look like Something About Mary. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, he has a Ben Stiller small penis. Antonio Banderas has the largest in the world, in the whole world. At least I am starting to lose consciousness.
I'm serious.
What are you lying about the tape sound? Sweet and blessed relief.
All right, now.
I
don't care if your penis is hanging out or not. Pick up your sword.
Okay.
You ready?
Here we go.
As men.
All right. There you go.
We are sword fighting in Spain. We do not have to use our penis.
That way they would not make that metal sound. I am Antonio Banderas, and I play Luis Antonio Vargas. I play Luis Antonio in the movie Original Sin.
Okay, hold on. Let's stop for one moment.
Well, have you had enough?
I'm going to cut your penis off.
No. You did it. I am bleeding to death. I need a napkin.
Please get me a napkin. Robbie, get him a napkin and zip him back up.
You have cut my penis. This is so much pain. Thank you. Well, gracias.
Give him a napkin.
Oh, I have so much pain. Like, I have to get a drink of water.
Now, can you zip yourself back up?
Oh, bueno, agua. Yeah, let me see, but it is very swollen. I might cut it by zipping up, but I will try. Here we go.
Okay,
I have so much pain. You've cut my penis and it is in my zipper.
It's
so very large. It is the Banderas penis.
The name of the movie is?
The Original Sin, starring Antonio Banderas as Luis Antonio Vargas and Angelina Jolie as Julia Russell.
Okay.
She is so good. We have lots of scenes with lovemaking. I know the ladies will be. The ladies will be very happy about the lovemaking that I have.
All right, Antonio, we're going to play the game here with the first two calls right now at 877.
I am bleeding.
365-3636.
I hope you enjoy Original Sin. I am very humbled. You have cut my penis.
You pulled it out.
You are very good with a sword, my friend.
Thank you.
You're very quick with your hands.
Thank you.
But you did not sword fight me with our penises.
No.
I will always remember that. Normally, a real man will jump at that opportunity.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Providing at least one chub a day. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of chubs.
Arriba. Oh, I'm fine now, my friend. Everything has calmed down. Everything calmed down. I enjoyed our store fighting. I enjoyed showing my penis. And I feel better. I just hope you see the movie this weekend or you can seem to enjoy the work of Antonio Banderas.
I don't even think it opens this weekend. I don't think that Stossel...
I make arrangements for you to see it.
I think it opens next weekend.
I have that kind of power. I will arrange for you to see it, especially as my guest.
You know, I'd like to see?
Who?
Your wife's enormous breasts.
Oh, Melanie Griffith?
Yeah.
Oh, she has such lovely, large,
full breast.
I don't know which would
you gigante areolas.
I don't know which would be more annoying though.
Eraser nipples.
Being her and having to listen to your stupid voice, or you being with her and having to listen to that stupid baby talk voice that she uses.
Why don't you come to my hotel? We will show the movie Original Sin. We will show it on my penis.
Antonio, let's play. Slow budget Jeopardy.
This is Slow Budget Jeopardy, my friends. Now entering the studio is a challenger, a computer consultant from Sacramento, California. Let's say hello to Jeff Long.
I want to tell everybody that Mike is doing a stellar job with this. When I really saw the real Antonio Banderas on the radio show this week,
he was unintelligible.
You could not understand. Regis sat there the whole time and said, "What is he saying?"
He was staring at me when he was interviewing me. He was very difficult to understand himself the way he talks. And now entering the studio is the returning Lovis Jeopardy champion. I become more unintelligible.
No.
Operations developer.
I've been able to understand you.
From Alejandria, let's say hi to Matthew Schosser.
Hello, Antonio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, como estas?
Hello, Matt, and hello, Jeff.
And he is our returning champion. You want to ask how he's changed his life?
Hold on, yeah. How has this changed your life?
I no longer have to fill an emptiness on the inside with something from the outside.
Ah, bueno, good cinnamon. Now entering the studio, he's the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I said to Jeff and Matthew, do not screw with Hugh. And please welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Antonio.
Thank you, Mr. Geronimo.
And, you know, and when you say something like that, must you point your penis at me?
I have to, because it is so beautiful. It is my friend. It is my best friend.
Do you have a name for it?
See.
What is it?
Double G-G-O. I do not. I make that up. I simply call him my friend. I say to him in the morning, good morning, my friend. Pedro.
Jeff and Matt, are you guys there?
I'm here.
Have you been to Saturday Board?
Hey, let me see. Jeff?
Screaming real loud.
All right, guys. Here's your categories. Don't forget, I answer...
You're never sausage to play.
I live with my mom. I wear a clip-on time. I suit my Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Unless we're playing the game, then it's El Cooler Quizmaster. We always call him Antonio Banderas.
Pedro is actually a mouse with a sombrero.
No, we're just answering the form of a question.
My penis will sell you fireworks.
Here are your categories, and they are Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I was not in that movie. I would not be a big fan. Why you mention that movie this weekend?
How many?
Good. You count. That's a counting game?
Yes.
Okay.
What state is that NFL team training in?
Oh, I am screwed blue and tattooed.
New one DVD home video.
I have a large collection, my friend.
And who's that guy you like, Sam, so much? The director?
Andrew Blake.
Oh, Andrew Blake, of course.
Andrew Blake.
Andrew.
Andrew Blake, he is a great pornographer. DVDs, yeah.
And finally, States and Capitals.
Ah, that is no good. Who cares?
So here you go. It's
look how smart I am.
Planet of the Apes.
I have lots of money.
How many? What state is that NFL team training in?
Yes, my friend.
New on DVD home video. States and Capitals.
States and Capitals. Don't waste your time.
Jeff, you are the challenger. We'll start with you.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Okay, thanks. Let's go with Planet of the Apes for one. Please, LQ.
Boom, Planet of the Apes.
Boom, Planet of the Apes.
He was the human star of the original.
Who is Charlton Heston?
Correct.
A good actor. Okay, $1 for you, yes.
Thank you.
Say Select again, yeah.
Oh, Planet of the Apes for two, please.
I'm sorry.
Have the 1980s band that Mark Wahlberg was a member of.
Who were the...
Matthew is a chance for you to steal, my friend.
Who is Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Yeah, but no, we were looking for New Kids on the Block.
See, that is wrong. Both of them have it wrong.
Oh, that is brother.
And now, Jeff, you're in control.
Okay, let's go. Let's finish Planet of the Apes off for three, please.
Former Don and Mike producer, he was the prototype for many of the apes.
Who is Frank Murphy?
Oh, no, it's too far back, my friend. Hey, Matthew.
Who is Tim Burton?
No. Oh.
You know this one, Antonio?
That is Charlie Breuer. He is a friend of mine.
That's right.
He shows me his penis.
Oh, I bet he does.
Constantly.
You know what? He's a cocksmith. That's what he is.
See, we get together. Hey, Hef, you're in control.
Okay, let's go for NFL training camp states for one.
I'm just curious, Antonio. If you call this guy Jeff, you call him Hef?
Yes, see.
I'd like to hear, you know, Hugh Hefner, his nickname is Hef?
Yes.
What would you call him?
Hugh Hefner. This man is named Hef Long. And the Playboy man is Jew Jeffner.
All right, which
Jew O'Brien, Jew Downs. All the men named Jew.
You're quite anti-Semitic today.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's the way I speak, it's the way I pronounce it.
All right, well, then how would you say Alan Linewand is a Jew?
Alan Linewand is a who? There, now I'm mixed
in. Come say this. Horton hears a who?
Horton hears a Jew. There you go. Why are you trying to confuse that? I speak very good.
Who sings the classic rock song, Won't Get Fooled Again?
I don't know. I don't know. You're a musicologist.
It's
the Jew.
Yes.
Why don't you give me the hit I like? Like, Jew are you? Choo-choo, choo-choo. Okay. Hef, you're in control.
Okay, let's go with NFL training camp for one.
Okay, I'll tell you the team. Tell me what state they're training in, please.
Okay.
The Baltimore Ravens. Whose line is it anywhere?
Oh, man. What is New York?
What did you say? Jew's line
is it anywhere?
Jew's line is it
anywhere? Matthew, it's your chance to steal, my friend. I wish you the very best of luck.
What is Westminster, Maryland?
Right.
$1. That means we have a tie game, and Matthew, Joseph.
What state is that NFL training in for two, please?
All right, Chicago Bears.
The Chicago Bears are in Wisconsin.
That was not in the form of a question.
Every is your chance to steal.
That would be what is Wisconsin?
That's right.
$2 for you, Hef.
Go with NFL camps for three.
The Atlanta Falcons.
What is Georgia?
Not Georgia. Matthew, your chance.
What is South Carolina?
Bueno, tres dólares.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there? Okay, Matthew, you're in control.
States and capitals for one, please.
And who is the that guy that starred in the PBS show, you know, the science fiction show? Is Dr.
Dr. Jew?
And the show Regis Philbin hosts tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Who wants to be a millionaire?
That's the one.
That's a good one. I enjoy that very much.
Okay, what did you want there? Who's this, Matt?
Matthew is in control.
States and capitals for one, please.
All right, it's the capital of the great state of Wisconsin.
What is...
Yes, yeah, Hef, it's your chance to steal.
What is Madison?
Madison, correct.
What's, the dollar?
Uno.
$1 for you, Hef. Select again, please.
Okay, we'll go to state capitals for two.
Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
Tallahassee's also right.
Tallahassee. $2 for you, Jeff.
Let's finish out that category, please, OQ.
Louisiana.
What is Baton Rouge?
There you go.
$3, good. You got a big lead now, Jeff.
I don't know, Buzz asked you this, but the Regis Philbin show, the name of that is...
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's a good one. I enjoyed that. That's bueno.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? You laugh. You make me laugh. That's funny. It's fun. I think Americans make me laugh. All of them. Especially Harry Lewis. I love Harry Lewis.
What about the guy who used to be on Night Court? Do you remember that guy's name?
Oh.
Bull? No. Would it be Jerry Anderson?
Jerry Anderson, see, that's exactly what. Oh, you go the whole way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I used to like the CBS News with Jerry Smith. He's good. You see the movies, I like America Make Me Laugh. Jewish Harry.
Yes. Jew is Harry Crumb.
Jew is Jerry Crumb.
Jew is Jerry Crumb.
I'm a confusing man right now.
Yes, you are.
I'm beginning to confuse myself. No. Jew is Jerry Crumb. See, now I got it right.
There you go.
Finally. Hey, Jeff. You're in control.
Go again.
B.
I'd like to go with what's new on home video one, please.
And DVD. Here you go. This is courtesy of our friend at Blockbuster. Our friends at Blockbuster. There's a plug for them. New at Blockbuster stars Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts.
Julia. Mexican.
As Julia.
Yes, Julia. Yes, the Mexican, right.
Uno peso.
Home video for two, please.
Stars Brad Pitt.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Matthew is your chance to steal, my friend.
What is 3,000 miles to Graceland?
No,
I am so sorry. What was the correct answer?
Snatch.
Oh, I know that.
Critics love
Snatch. Do another video for three, please.
I could write that. Okay, Jeff, you picked that for three, see?
Does not star Brad Pitt. Does star Chris Rock.
What is Down to Earth?
Right.
$3 for you, Jeff. Way to go.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go with how many for one?
All right, how many? This is all about bands. How many?
Is this the last category in the award?
This is it.
Okay, the final category. Good luck, gentlemen.
How many guys in NSYNC?
Oh, what is five?
Yeah, that's...
Five!
That's right.
$1 for you, Hef.
How many for two, please?
How many gals in Destiny's Child?
What is three?
Three, also correct.
$2 for you, Hef. You're doing really well.
Thank you. Let's finish out. How many for three, please?
How many original Beach Boys in the current band touring America?
What is four?
Matthew, your chance to steal.
What is three?
Oh. Guys, try one.
One, they only have one alive.
Yes, Mike Love.
And one brain dead.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's Brian, but he's not touring with
you. Yeah, he can't tour. He can't walk up these stairs.
Right.
That is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
It sure is. Now, both these guys will be coming to finish the game with us, right?
I see. Hef finished with $16. Matthew finished with $4. You want me to show you my penis?
No, I don't want to do that. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
Damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, hey,
The tape you play, was that Jeffrey Tambor?
Yes, it was.
Ah, very good.
I got a couple of names I'd like you to repeat after me.
See.
Famous politician Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert Humphrey.
Guy who directed the movie with Cher, Norman
Huison.
Norman Jewison.
See, Norman Huison.
And if you're not into karate, you're into...
Kudo.
Yes, or
jiu-jitsu. Oh, Hujitsu.
Who is that?
Oh, that's good. And I also like the Love Boat and the theme song sung by Hack On.
Okay.
Hey, gracias, Sam.
Let's play.
He gave me that in the hallway.
Let's play Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay, bueno.
Hello, Jeff and Matt. Hi, fellas.
Hello.
All right, guys, here you go. It's a Final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. And here is your category today. How old is that broad?
Oh, sí, bueno.
And here is the answer. Former Don and Mike friend and Channel 4 pixie, current host of the Today Show, Katie Couric.
Ooh, Katie Couric.
How old is she?
That's a good question, my friend.
Former Don and Mike friend and Channel 4 pixie, current host of the Today Show on NBC,
bueno.
Katie Couric.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she? Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Antonio, the man and his penis. A lovely book about me, Antonio Banderas, and my favorite friend, my penis. This book introduces you to me and my penis and shows you how you can have a great relationship with your special friend. You can too. Take care of it, keep it clean, and take it out for exercise. And your penis friend will be a friend for life. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo. Geronimo.
Hey.
Low Budget Jeopardy.
actually with you, would it be low-budget...
Heperdy.
Heperdy?
Yeah, this is low-budget Heperdy.
And what would you say to someone who has herpes?
I would say, I hope your jerpies gets better. You have a severe case of jerpy sores.
Who do I want to talk to first?
Matthew, my friend.
Okay, Matt, here we go. Matt, buddy. Matt,
yes.
Former Channel 4 Pixie. She used to be our close friend until she got this big job. Current host of the Today Show, Katie Couric. How old is she?
What is 44?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You double your score.
Thank you, sir.
You nailed it. Okay, now, Jeff.
Jeff Long.
Yep,
half long.
I said, what is 43?
43. Oh.
Oh. That means that Matthew Joseph, you are a low budget Heperdy champion.
You're a son, Matthew, aren't you?
I'm excited.
I bet you are humping for joy.
That's right, Katie Couric, 44, and that means Matt, you're the big wiener. Jeff, don't go away, Matt, just go away. Here is Antonio Banderas to tell you what you want. Antonio!
First of all, Matthew Joseph, if you double your score to 18, we throw in the 25 for 33 pesos for you.
Okie dokie.
But hold on, this is what you received, the parting gift. Half long, are you ready?
Okay.
You have won a Hard Knocks prize pack. Don't miss Hard Knocks.
I know, hold on, would that be Jard Knocks?
Jard Jocks. Prize pack. Don't miss Jard Knocks. HBO's new sports reality series airing Wednesday at 11 p.m. Jard Knocks goes inside the Baltimore Ravens training camp and gives you a behind-the-scenes look to see which players have what it takes to make the team and which ones get cooked. Hard Jard Knocks, only on HBO.
But wait, there's more.
A 7-Eleven at the Living Price Pack, including nutritional bar, candy, and non-carb drink. To energize you this summer, oh, thank Kevin for 7-Eleven. Congratulations, and thanks for playing the game, Hef.
Hey, Don, Mike is a longtime fan. Congratulations. Good luck.
Thanks. We'll see you on Monday morning. I hope, guys, Jeff and Matt, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
See you in New York.
And, well, Antonio, what can I say?
I've had a great time, and I hope sometime when I come by, we can sword fight with our peanuts.
Oh, okay. Always remember and never forget that.
Low budget Heperdy is a production of Horon Incorporated, and is distributed by King World. Adios, my friends.
Wow. Boy, he massacres the language, doesn't
it? It's so impossible to understand a freaking word that guy is saying.
You know, frankly, we didn't even know if we were going to get to Jeopardy or news today, so I think it'll look good on our permanent record.
It's a bonus.
And we made it through the show today, and we're actually going to get some news and comments now.
Let's go over to Jugdish.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
That's Guy Birdley and Buzz or Sam, whatever your name is today. What is your lead story tonight?
Police throw in the towel on the Chandra Levy case.
What, they found her? Or they just put a towel on him and they're giving up?
They're pretty much giving up.
Hey, party at Gary Condit's house tonight.
Oh, God.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hey, Rob, come here and feel this. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, it's time for news now with Sam, also known as Buzz.
Hi.
News and comments tonight brought to you by eGars.com, your source for Hoyo de Monterey and Punch Cigars. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. You know, I was just talking with Alan Limewand, the de facto general manager here.
Right.
And said to me, how are you going to work the news in on the new show?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, Buzz. We totally forgot about Buzz.
Yeah, we got to sign him up with his new contract.
Oh, so Buzz, are you interested?
I really would like to if you think I have room.
I'm funning you.
I say we do it.
Yeah, no, I'm funning you.
Cool.
Buzz is part of the package.
Very good.
News and comments, same as always. And now, here he is.
Sam Kervin.
Hi, Don and Mike. The police chief here in Washington says there's only so much you can do in an investigation. And he says that's where they are on the Chandra Levy case. Charles Ramsey says his department will keep the case open. And he says it'll still look into various tips and leads that trickle in. But today he thanked and gave ribbons and citations to the police cadets who helped in the search. And pretty much called it quits.
And now let's go live. Excuse me, Mike. We have a satellite hookup now.
Okay.
In Gary Condit's condo.
Oh, really good.
Well, let's go to his, let's see what...
They are having a party there.
They're playing Pin the Tail on the Chandra.
My God. Celebrating something.
I understand what he's got. He's got her wrapped up in like some kind of oriental rug, and he's got her up against the wall, and he's actually blindfolding the guest to see if the guest can actually pin the tail on Chandra.
Unbelievable.
That's just not right.
Avoiding the Gary Condit story may have its rewards for CBS anchorman Dan Rather. Word is he's about to get an exclusive interview with the congressman. All the networks have been trying to land that interview. And quoting a source close to Condit, CBS has been extraordinarily responsible in its reporting. CBS denies that there's any connection between its decision not to run the story and its landing of the interview.
See, if you act like pussies, then you get the big interview. Is that what the moral of that story is?
Yeah, you draw your own conclusion.
Yeah, but he's not going to ask him any tough questions.
No, he's going to ask him Diane Sawyer questions.
Yeah, right.